The Kentucky Democratic Party has filed a lawsuit against the State Board of Elections. The complaint stems from the board placing around 170,000 voters on an inactive list. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The Kentucky Democratic Party said it became aware of the inactive list after noticing the state's voter registration numbers decline by more than 167,000 between June and July. Democrats called on the board last month to halt the policy and restore the voter registration rolls. After weeks of conversations with the panel, Chairman Ben Self said the state Democratic Party had no choice but to file the lawsuit, quote, in order to protect Kentucky voters from facing unfair burdens at the polls. The Board of Elections says voters placed on the inactive list must update their registrations by November 2022 or else be removed. But anyone on the inactive list will still be able to cast a ballot in next month's election. The state was ordered to update its voter registration records after the conservative group Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit in 2017 claiming Kentucky was failing to remove ineligible voters in violation of the National Voter Registration Act. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.